In the fall of 1861, Father William Corby, a Notre Dame-educated priest, joined the 88th New York Regiment and the Irish Brigade as their chaplain. The regiment was a part of many of the fiercest battles of the Civil War, but it's Corby's actions on July 2, 1863, that will long be remembered. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
On July 2, 1863, the 88th New York Regiment was called to help their comrades below Little Round Top at a place called the Wheat Field.
This was a 20-acre field of wheat at the time of the battle. In 3 hours of fighting, a portion of that field changed hands 6 times in hand-to-hand fighting. There were over 4,000 men killed or wounded. It was said you could walk from one end to the other and you'd never touch the ground. You'd be walking on bodies the entire time.
Wayne Mott says Catholic chaplain Father William Corby understood the importance of the moment. His men were about to enter some of the fiercest fighting of the entire war.
Right before these men went into action, he went to Colonel Patrick Kelly, the commander of the Irish Brigade, and he asked if he could give absolution.
Colonel Kelly gave his consent.
Father Corby stepped on a rock that was about 3 feet high. The men of the entire brigade, just over 500 strong, it was a very small brigade, they knelt on their right knee, held their hat in their left hand, and Father Corby raised his right hand and gave the general words of absolution, all in Latin.
Men of all denominations bowed a knee. At that moment, one's church label seemed not to matter. All understood the grave nature the next moments would bring.
And then he told the men, in English, remember that the Catholic Church refuses a Christian burial to any man that turns his back on his foe or deserts his country. So before he sent them into that wheat field, he knew that many of the faces of the men that he were looking at, they weren't going to come back.
40% of those men would be killed, wounded, or captured. Today, Corby is honored with a statue upon that very rock in which he stood and said those words. You can see the story this weekend on American Countryside Television as a part of U.S. Farm Report. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McRae.